Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture that got small.
Your first one's on us.
Welcome to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Riccadonna, and with me, as always,
Richie Byrne.
And your producer, Soul Joel.
And today we have a...
Today's a very special day, because it's our first time...
We're back.
Yeah, yeah, did you miss us?
You missed us.
I will tell you, and I've been trying to give him a shout-out for a long time, and I thought I did on one show, and... I don't know if it's on the lost episode that we have, but Dr. Michael Krupain. What do you got? What the hell?
Shout out to Dr.
Okay,
Michael.
Well,
my fat finger slipped.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with what Joel just did. That's from a show that's airing next week.
Who cares?
Just real quick, we should let you guys in. Even though we didn't put a show out, we were still recording.
We were
just
still recording.
Whoopsie cakes.
We've already recorded a couple of shows. One of them, I guess we could say it, is what our good friend
Dina Blizzard
is going to be on next week. We love Dina. Shout out to Dina Blizzard.
Shout out to Ding.
You'll find out next week. Because next week, when Dina's on, which we've already shot, recorded, is when this bell thing started. So it's very
this is foreshadowing the future.
Yes, this I feel like Michael J. Fox.
this is like a Twilight Zone for you listeners.
So we've added a new feature before we even did the show about the feature.
But talk about the doctor.
So, Dr. Michael Krupain.
Oh, shoot.
Wow, who apparently is a cow.
Get back here. Get back to the field.
Michael is head of the med unit at the Dr. Oz show, and he listens every week to us.
Well,
every
thank
week.
You.
And his only, he's had a lot, he criticizes a lot.
That's fine.
But
as long as he's listening.
But Michael, here's the deal. One of his biggest criticisms is the sound. That you're too loud, you're too low, I'm too loud, blah, blah, blah. He said it's gotten better that's great, Joel. Now you got things going off in the middle. But now we have this new device here.
Yes, the Snowball mic.
So it's one mic for all of us.
Yeah, it picks up 180 degrees of sound. It's a very amazing
mic. Yeah, I walked in, I'm like, what the hell's this thing?
Yeah.
So, Michael, you really can't complain anymore. If I'm too loud, it's because I'm loud. So,
and you should know. You work with
me. You should know. You work with me. So, shout out to Dr. Michael Krupain, who
thank you for listening.
Listens every week and said to me the first week, because we went 19 weeks in a row, right, without missing. And we took a break, and Michael said, I feel something's missing in my life.
That's really cool.
His only criticism about the show is that he wishes it was 47 minutes because that's how long it takes him to drive home from work. So
you have to listen to 1.5 episodes each way.
So shout out to Michael Krupain, who is one of my best friends at the show, and he's a good man. And anyway. So we're back.
We're back.
Mark was on the road.
Yes. It was a very fun run on the road. I was with, I went through the Midwest and then I went way west to Reno with Mitch Fatel, who,
I've never been to Reno.
No. It's a mix between Vegas and Atlantic City, the depression of Atlantic City. With the lights of Vegas.
Really?
And then it's surrounded by beautiful mountains. It's right by Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. So we were going to go. I have a friend out there who lives on Tahoe. We were going to go and hike and do all kinds of stuff, boating. But they got 4 feet of snow.
Really?
Yeah. So needless to say, we didn't go.
So you went all the way west to get more snow than we get here.
Yes.
That sucks.
I thought it was going to be desert conditions, so yeah,
you weren't prepared for
not
this.
Not at all. And the gym where we were staying, they send you to another place. Like, they have a really nice gym down the street. And so Mitch and I had to trek through the snow every morning to go work out.
Who were you working with?
Mitch Faitel.
Shout out to Mitch Faitel.
Crap.
Ding.
But you don't. The ding hasn't happened. We haven't done the ding show yet.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about
you're
the ding.
You're off the hook, buddy.
All right.
And I just think this is weird that people are going to be like, I don't understand. But anyway, Mitch Faitel is one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And
new dad. And he's a very
I haven't seen
good
him in
dad.
Years. But you
his
and
his son's already as tall as him.
Well, that's he was born as tall as him. A tremendous comic.
Oh my God! And you forget because you know we're all buddies and friends, so we all live like, you know, we don't think anything of it. But after every show, people would just line up, wanted pictures and autographs, and you just forget how when you're hanging out with somebody who's famous,
then right
they're famous
right
because you're just hanging out.
And we discussed that on a future show.
That's true.
So Mitch is great.
So tune in, cliffhanger.
Yeah, we need to get Mitchell on the show.
Oh, he's coming into town.
He's coming into town. He's going to be at Valley Forge Casino. If you listen to this week, you can go see him.
Yeah. Friday night, March 30th at the Valley Forge Casino.
Friday, go see it. I highly recommend Mitch Faitel.
Are
you there too?
Yep.
So Mark's with him.
Yep. And it's
I highly recommend Mitch Faitel.
Silence on Mark.
SJPcomedy.com and you get the use promo code VIP for discounted tickets.
Wow. What is amazing with Mitch is every single syllable of his act is planned and ready. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like everything is geared aiming toward funny.
Yeah. He's tremendous. How long? He's only in town the weekend, though, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he'll be on the show eventually.
Yes.
We'll have him back.
We were going to try to record while we were in Reno, but it's not the same. If I didn't have you two with me,
it's not the same.
And they were like, we can have him call in.
Skype.
Yeah, they were like, we'll have him call in. We do it all the time. And I was like, I need to look
I like the idea of what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's sitting in a room having a drink together.
Yeah.
Which
by the way,
Richie, what are we drinking?
First of all, happy belated St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. That's part of the reason why
and
we
that's
missed
why
a week.
We're
just recovering.
Yes. No, Richie worked hard on St. Patrick's.
That's
right. We'll be talking about that. Yeah.
We'll talk about that right after you tell us what you're drinking.
We're drinking Guinness today. Cheers.
Mother's milk.
Mother's milk Guinness. Mm. And we need a joke.
Well, before we go into the joke, I want to say with Guinness is a very close to the vest drink, I think, to a lot of people, because there's a difference between American Guinness and Irish Guinness.
Is there really?
Yes. There is a bar called the Quays in Queens that has it specially shipped.
From Ireland.
And when you taste it, you can taste a complete difference than if you buy a bottle, because you can buy bottles and mm-hmm. cans of Guinness. It's completely different. I mean, it's so creamy and chocolate coffee-ish.
I would think that the Guinness we get here is made here, right? They're not.
I think so.
So you figure if they're brewing it.
Here's what we need to do. We need to get the president of Guinness on the phone.
I think we need to get him here in person.
In person. He can come to the public house.
We would love that. If you're listening.
Head Mr. Guinness.
Mr. Guinness, if you're out there, I'm going to call you Alec. Alec Guinness was the
Alec.
The one person who I thought would get that almost didn't get it. That was you. Joel, you have no idea.
I turned and looked and went, Alec Guinness
was an actor. Wasn't he in Star Wars? Oh, wasn't that Alec Guinness?
No bells going off over here.
Shout out to Alec Guinness.
So anyway,
you should talk to your doctor friend about. I heard there's a million great benefits to drinking Guinness over regular beer.
It we've already done shows about it. Are you talking about Dr. Oz?
Well,
see, you said friend, it threw me. No, I'm kidding. Shout out to Dr. Oz, who I love. Please don't fire me. We did a show on beer not that long ago.
Oh my God! And how are you not the test subject?
It was funny because
bring out the warm up comic.
When we went, he had all these long glass filled with like 10 of them, different beers. And when we went to commercial, he gave me one of them, and it was like 10:15 in the morning. So you
were wondering why you were starting so late.
Yes, it was. But you know, people forget that when we break, that's when I go to work.
Yeah.
So like, I'll even have people in the audience who know me. We'll go to commercial and they'll be like, "Hey, Richie, the other day," I'm like, "I'm working."
Yeah.
What? And Doc kind of did.
But I want to bullshit with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. He goes. He goes, "Richie, here, have a beer." So now I'm holding a beer in one hand and a mic in the other. So I had to get rid of the beer. Now, here's the funny thing. It never dawned on me to just put the beer down.
Right.
And wait for the show to start.
But it'll get warm. It's like me with a sandwich. I can't put it down. It'll mess.
So I drank the beer. And it was a big beer. And I drank
a yard beer.
And like two sips. Boom, boom. So I put the glass down. For some reason, I could put the glass down then.
Yeah.
And I went into the warm-up.
Because you can't spill it once it's empty.
Yeah, and I'm in the middle of the warm-up. I'm doing my thing, and all of a sudden I hear him go, "Where's the beer?"
Oh, really?
And I go,
"Is it a is that a mystery?
Where's the beer?"
Not really a question.
Yeah, I go, I drank it. "You drank the beer?" Did I spit on you? I'm sorry.
No.
He goes, "You drank the beer?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "That quickly? You drank the beer that quickly?" And I'm like, "Could you stop talking now, please? Why are you talking?"
Oz, stop pointing out my...
I go, "You handed an Irishman a beer. What did you think was going to happen?"
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
And apparently, Guinness has less calories than a lot of the lagers that we drink here, the Coors Lights and things like that.
Yeah.
Guinness
I wouldn't call Coors Light a lager.
Yeah. Well, it is, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, I don't know.
I think it's considered a lager, isn't it?
It's water with a little beer flavoring.
Yeah, but I could be wrong about Coors Light.
Unless Coors Light sponsors us, then it's the greatest beer I've ever had.
It's the greatest beer. I drink Coors Light a lot, so.
I like Coors Light if I'm doing stuff like concerts. You know, where you're going to be drinking all day.
I do know what you mean, unfortunately.
Yeah, most people pair wines with meals. So he does activities. Yeah. And he pairs it with his beer.
You know, if I'm flying a plane.
When I'm flying, no, that's what I drink. I drink Bud Light when I fly.
It's hysterical.
So we did do a whole thing on beer. And it was very interesting. But I thought that was really funny that he gave me the beer and then got mad that I drank it. You know what I mean? And he's going, "It's like 20 after 10 in the morning." I'm like, "Could you stop?"
A flaw as a warm-up was an accolade when you were in college. Yes.
So here's the joke in honor of
St. Patrick's Day,
a little late. And it's an Irish joke. So Pat O'Rourke wants to marry. By the way, there's a friend of mine. His name is Pat O'Rourke, and I just use his name. So shout out to Pat.
Pat O'Rourke.
Pat O'Rourke wants to marry his girl, Mary. The problem is Pat's a Catholic. Mary's a Protestant. It's in Ireland. It's frowned upon. But they do it. They're going to get married. They're going to make it work. And they get married the first year, and everything's going great. The first few months, they're married. They're great marriage. Everything's great. And they come up on Lent, and it's Lent time. Mm. And Pat gives something up for Lent that maybe he should tell Mary about before he gives it up. A little fun in the bedroom, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy.
So a week goes by, nothing's happening. Oh, boy. That's great. A week goes by, nothing's happening. Mary gets concerned, but she doesn't say anything.
Well, actually, an Irish woman probably wouldn't miss it.
Another week goes by, nothing happens in the bedroom. Mary's getting upset. She still doesn't say anything. After the third week, Mary's had it. She's going to say something. So they get up for breakfast. They're sitting at the table, and Mary looks at Pat. She says, "Tonight, when you get home, you better be ready. We're going to go in that bedroom. We're going to have a little fun." Pat says, "I can't." Mary says, "Why can't you?" Pat says, "It's Lent." Mary says, "I don't care who you lent it to. You get it back by tonight."
Nice little
Irish.
It's a little
Irish.
Joke.
Little Irish joke. So,
real quick, before we go into that, this just reminded me. This was a few years ago. It was St. Patrick's Day, and I was in Ohio, and I called Kevin Downey Jr. and left him a message joking around because it was St. Patrick's Day. I said, Kevin, I hope you're wearing orange today. And I hung up. Orange is the Protestant part of the Irish flag. He called me up and goes, how'd you know I was wearing orange today? I have my orange blazer on. I'm about to leave the apartment. I go, don't. Do not leave your apartment in orange. He lives right where the parade goes, too.
It's a green day.
It's a green day. He goes, oh, my God, it's St. Patrick's Day. I better not wear my orange blazer. And I was just thinking, how funny would that be to watch Kevin walking through the parade in an orange blazer? Hey, baby, what's going on?
On WPIX.
And he's such a good dude and so eccentric that he called up like, you're amazing. I don't know how'd you know.
Only he would have an orange blazer. Yeah. And it was velvet. I remember the blazer.
Velvet? Or, I think I've seen that blazer.
Yeah, it's very smart.
It's hard to forget that blazer.
So, St. Patrick's Day, what did you do? No plug there, is it?
Did I do anything special, St. Pat? Yeah. Oh, I did. I'm joking.
Oh. Joel. I love Joel.
Buddy. We talked about a game plan.
We just discussed this before we came on the air, and I went, did I do anything? And Joe, oh, yeah, what? All right.
Oh, my God.
I recorded, and thanks to the man on my left, Mark Riccadonna, I recorded an album.
Yes.
Couldn't have been a better venue. And shout out to Bridge Street Live and Gary, Gary the owner, Gary Higgins, and the sound, the videographer, Doug.
Yeah, thank you guys.
What a great group of guys.
Bridge Street Live in where, Connecticut?
Collinsville. Right outside of Canton.
If you need to use your cell phone, you're screwed because once you get in,
that's why it's such a good venue.
Yeah, nobody
interrupts with cell phone service.
They do bands there, and they do. I was there once before, but you got me in there. You said if you want to record an album, this is the place to do it. And Joel hosted.
And that's it. That was a total reaction of the audience as well.
Shout out to Joel.
Yeah.
And Brendan Donegan. Which is ironic.
Keep the Irish.
Brendan Donegan opened for me and did a great job. And it's, you know, when you go up, Mark, on a night, and it doesn't happen a lot, but you go up and everything's just hitting.
Oh, that's
like
beautiful.
I don't care who you are as a comic. This doesn't happen. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
If the crowd isn't exactly where it's supposed to be,
I believe they call that flow.
Yeah, if the crowd,
you're in flow,
everybody's got to be in the same place. You know what I mean?
Somehow, kinetically, all the subconsciouses are talking.
Yeah, and you, as comics, when it's not there, it's our job to get it there or to fake it.
Yeah.
But when it is there, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right, and you experience that maybe 5 times a year tops, where everybody, the audience is in the right.
There are times that you can kill, but you didn't have that connection.
Yes, absolutely.
Where after the show, people will be like, that show was so great. And you're like, I know what it could have been.
Yeah, and you're like, and you know it's their fault.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes it's your fault.
Everything was hitting, but it wasn't on that connection.
Right. Well, moment. That was not the case here.
Oh, dude. That's so beautiful.
Joel, right? I mean, these people were perfect. They were right there. Oh. And I was... And the funny thing is Joel wanted me to do a lot of time. You said do everything.
Yeah, do every bit.
And I was doing bits I haven't done in years.
Because you can always cut back. You can't add.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wanted to get those bits on record in case we and those bits were killing. Like bits that I thought, well,
you remember too on stage.
I remember, on stage. I forgot I used to do this, and I did it. And what's amazing with that is that you go, oh, maybe I won't get this right.
Yeah.
You know, because
learned muscle memory pops in.
Yeah.
Richie started using rosemary oil on stage. No kidding.
Oh, I was like, oh, my God. We use a rosemary oil. It's supposed to help your memory.
Okay, well, thanks for informing the audience.
More inside jokes.
Wow, thanks. And Richie still looks like a lesbian. So...
Now it's by choice.
So they were, I did an hour 20.
Oh, man.
And could have done more, but just, and they were bang, dude. And
Joel
has it. I haven't heard it yet myself. But you said, and this is really night, but you said...
It sounds like the laughter is so good.
It sounds fake.
It sounds fake because they're laughing at his setups and like good points.
And you know what else? Do you hear the audience? I usually don't really hear the audience, but I think I was honed in on him because I knew we were recording.
You know, yeah, you're aware.
There was two women who were screaming, and it was just the greatest thing. They were literally screaming.
That's so
right. And at one point, I even said, "I've never made a woman scream like that in my life." You know, like she would. And it went really well. And hopefully, we'll have the album out soon. And I'm just thrilled. It was worth not getting drunk.
Hey, I'm sure you did after.
I mean, you know how hard it was for me on St. Patrick's Day to go, oh, let me go make an album.
Yeah. Well, afterwards.
Maybe it was the luck of the Irish.
Hey.
But whatever it was, it went so well, and I want to thank you.
Oh, dude.
Because you were the one who said, let's go do it. Don't go anywhere but here. And Bridge Street was great.
It was the perfect storm, and you even said it ahead of time. It was they're closed all winter long. It was their opening weekend. Yeah. So, but I mean,
I'll tell you what. And you told me we talked about this in this room in October, and you said, "Do March 17th because they're reopening comedy or whatever they're reopening."
They reopened that weekend.
And they're gonna be packed, and I was like, "I know I'm gonna get offers for St. Patrick's shows because I always do."
Yeah.
And you were like, "I'm just telling you, if you're gonna do it," and I did get offers, better offers, money wise. And I was like, damn. You know, I knew, but you couldn't have been more right.
After I said it
was worth all of it. It was worth all of it. And I just can't thank those people enough.
It's so cool. I had a gig there that I do a New York versus Boston show where I bring a headliner from each city.
Which is great because it's such a, it's
right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Yeah.
And we had to move it and I was kind of upset and I go, oh, who bumped us? Because if they get a big offer for a band, they're a music venue, so
music
comes first. It was Canned Heat. Canned Heat going up country.
Going country, here you are.
And I'm like,
Canned Heat bumped you?
Yeah, so I'm like, can I get...
country. That's stupid song.
I'm sitting there thinking, like, can I get tickets? I want to go see Canned Heat. I love Canned Heat.
Let me let you know a little inside info here for our audience. You might say, well, an album. Why an album? Who makes, you know, a CD? Why would you make a CD in this day and age of video? And I said to, now, back in October when we discussed this, I had a goal. And I said, I'm going to, because back then we were talking about making a DVD.
Yeah.
And you introduced us to a fitness app and it never got utilized.
You introduced us to a fitness app. That's
right. And we're all heavier than when we started.
And I said, I'm going to lose, what's that, November, December, January, February, 5 months. I got 5 months. I'm going to lose weight. We're going to make this DVD. I want to look good. And October went to November. Thanksgiving went to Christmas. And Christmas went to New Year's. And
St. Patrick's.
And a few weeks ago, I said to Joel, dude, listen, I got an idea. Why are we killing ourselves here? My thinking is I'll be selling this after shows, right? You see the guys who stand outside and you sell it and whatever. People are going to look at it and go, oh, it's a DVD. Okay, well, I'm not going to watch. But they might go, oh, it's CD. I'll listen in my car. So I think we should just record a CD. Well, and let me sell the CD only. And he goes, whatever gets you through the night, you fat bastard.
Well, let's also.
And I told that on stage.
We should do a DVD.
So that's why I didn't do a DVD, because I feel fat. So,
there's any personal trainers out there, let's get them to come and
give us. If they want to come and. Get us in shape.
Get us in shape for Richie's DVD.
Which we can't talk about, but yeah. Let's just say I may need to get in shape soon. So if anyone's out there wants to come in, train me. I'm all for it.
I think we could get Mickey from Rocky. It's not going to help you and I.
If anybody's looking for an uphill battle, we got one for you.
Freddie Roach, I got your ultimate challenge.
I could just see like a personal trainer going, how did I gain 10 pounds? This guy's amazing.
The guy, you see him on the bike, like he's like, and you think it's the camera's going to zoom out and Richie's running in a jogging suit, but it zooms out. Richie's in a car yelling at the trainer, speed up, speed up. You're never going to get back to your trainer weight.
So that is, now here's what happened. We were there at Bridge Street, and they had a very special artifact on the wall.
Oh, so yeah, but after the show, I mean, the staff couldn't be nicer.
Could like, have been nicer. Yeah, everybody was great. Yeah. And we're having a beer.
Hanging out. You know,
Brendan and Joel and I figured, let's have a beer.
That beautiful Art Deco bar.
Yeah. And Gary, the owner, had it. He bought us a beer. He couldn't have been nicer.
I feel like I'm in Mad Men whenever I'm sitting at that bar. Mm-hmm. Like, I really should have a cigarette. Yeah, it's got a cool.
You really should.
Smoke.
Right. You're right.
But speaking of suits, they brought us over to the end of the bar. Oh, and right there, hung plant. In a mantle and like framed.
Yeah, that Gary actually, it was his idea. So we did a show. The show was my idea. It was called Respecting Rodney. And it was a show, I think I talked about it on the show before, but we get comedians that were inspired by Rodney Dangerfield. We do it on his birthday every year. Well, Rodney's widow caught wind of it and decided that she couldn't be there, but she sent a tie to us, an autographed by Rodney tie, his signature red tie, and sent it to us. And, you know, that Gary and the people at Bridge Street obviously wanted me to have it because of, you know, I book their comedians and I try to get, you know, really great shows in there. I don't take money for doing it. I just want good shows. And doing this Rodney show was my idea, so it became a thing. So they wanted me to have the tie, but I don't want it sitting at my house not being seen. That's something that should be seen.
Right.
I love Rodney Dangerfield so much, and I feel like as a customer at a venue, if I walked by and saw like an autographed Paul McCartney guitar, you'd want to see it. You wouldn't want that somewhere in somebody's house. Mm-hmm. So Gary went and got it framed, and it's beautifully framed. And
it really is.
And he made sure it said on the thing
which is that really cool.
it was on loan,
donated by Mark Riccadonna.
Yeah, and that makes me feel really cool, like I'm part of the building or something.
Well, it was very cool, and I didn't know about it, but you did.
No, I did not. I just knew that he had told the story before. He brought us over. He told us a story for the first time together.
Marked it?
And you and I both at the same time. No. The owner and right, Doug. Gary. And we both said to each other, I don't think Mark has ever told us that part of the story because we knew about the benefit.
Yeah.
But not that part.
Yeah. It's their little treasure, you know, until, you know, whenever they give it back, and then it'll be mine again. But
it says on loan by Mark Riccadonna. Yeah. I mean,
but I want it to be up there. You know, want it to be there. I don't want it at my house.
Right,
right, right.
Three people see it.
Yeah.
I think that's something that's beautiful. It's like, why?
His kids walking around, I'll tell ya.
My mom, she's no mom. I'll tell ya. Who knew toast had bones?
You know my doctor, Vinny Gumbats.
So, yeah. Oh, it's so funny.
But St. Patrick's Day, it's a wild day to do comedy. And I'm really glad that
That was my other concern was, are these people going to be drunk?
Yeah, no, you know? They left their comedy.
Yeah, and a couple of them walked in with the like patty hats and everything, but they couldn't have been better. They even left at Joel.
The true test.
Good talk. Sometimes when you go to shows, there's a comedy moat in the front because no one wants to sit in the front row. This was not the case.
Not the case.
There was actually a moat in the middle. And I go, that's the weirdest thing. There's over 150 people in here, but the middle was empty. Then all of a sudden, it was like they were at a bar.
Across the street, bar crawl.
And they all walked in, and half of them had the hats and everything on. The guy had one of the short, ridiculous green ties. Nat barely touches belly
button. Barney Miller tie.
And I even, when they walked in, thought off stage, oh shoot. Yeah.
Here we go. But no, they were great.
Couldn't have been better.
They were great.
That venue, just there's something very cool about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
The only thing they booed me for was Gary introduced me as being from the Philadelphia area.
Oh,
and because whether they were Giants fans or New England fans.
Nobody likes
Philadelphia. Right.
Right.
Whether it's interleague or Super Bowl.
Right.
We don't like you.
But it was amazing. So thanks again. It was great.
Thank you guys, man. That was I spent my St. Patrick's Day in Reno and
snow.
Yeah, in snow, and there was cage fighting the night before.
And in the casino.
Yeah, and then the day of St. Patrick's Day, we had fights on the floor. We watched those.
Really?
Yeah, drunk people gambling. Some guy
getting escorted out, yeah.
Yeah, and I videotaped it, and I posted it online as, you know, just a joke that, like, oh, St. Patrick's Day in Reno, and there's two guys in green fighting. The one guy dropped the N-word. I didn't know that. I posted it, and my one friend, Jessica, wrote, said, what? I was like,
really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It was two white guys.
Like, well, I yeah, that's so weird.
It's like, why? What?
I'm always overwhelmed, like, when you hear, like, fights break out at weddings.
Yeah.
And you're like, how drunk do you have to be to not be able in your head to go, this shouldn't happen here.
Yeah.
This is not right to do this here. So somebody should be smart enough and mature enough to go, no matter what this guy is saying to me, I'm going to walk away. Yeah. Because how dare I do that to these people?
Mitch was laughing at me because when we went to watch the cage fighting, the UFC, oh, it's not UFC, it's mixed martial arts. When we went to go watch it, I was like, I feel so bad when they're fighting. And he's like, they signed up for it. Like, they both know they're getting in the fight. And I go, I know, but, like, one guy's going to get knocked out in front of everybody. Like, that's really rough. And he's like, yeah, they train for this. Like,
someone's got to lose, Mark.
I know. It's I like want everyone to be a winner.
You know what I mean? Like,
and everybody is a winner. Thanks for tuning in. Drinks, jokes, and storytelling.
Last call.
Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.